Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to the Squad Rest of the Hour. Thank you very much for being here with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Cam Kayla is here. Cam is someone I've met recently, and I wanted to get her on the show to tell us about what they've got going on and how they've been dealing with. Partially, we're going to talk about how they've been dealing with the coronavirus shutdown. She's the president and chief revenue officer at IT by Design. She's an award-winning executive and has a significant background in the technology industry. And we're glad she's our new friend, Cam Kayla. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate you having me.
It's good to have you here, as always. Cam, first I want you to tell us a little bit about your company, and then I want you to talk to us about how you guys have not only dealt with your own employees in this difficult time we've gone through for the last few months, but also how we'll talk about how you've helped other companies by example. So tell us a little bit about IT by Design.
Sure, Jim. So we actually started out as an IT service provider. So everybody has a computer and everybody has email and servers, so somebody has to take care of that. And we were recently talking on our call, Jim, about how those were the quiet heroes that got everybody
right
up and working remotely.
Yep.
So we used to be one of those. And one of our, claims to fame is that we actually set up our own network operations center back in 2007. And so we started to become a true 24/7 operation back then. And a lot of our friends in the industry, and, one of our mantras here at IT by Design is sharing is caring. And our friends in the industry asked us for a little bit of help. And they wanted to borrow one of our team members. Yeah, other IT companies.
Your peers were coming to you for help doing the job that you were doing.
Yep, exactly. They wanted access to resources. Finding great talent here was a challenge, cost effectively. And then being able to have those after hour shifts and really having someone lead in thought leadership, mm-hmm. and being able to train those resources. And so in 2016, we actually converted to what's called a master MSP, where we only work with other IT companies now. What we do is we provide them with access to people and resources and talent, whether it's, a shared, 24/7 network operations center, or whether they want dedicated mm-hmm. engineers that work for them. But we manage over 470 people. They're all internal ITBD team members. And we've grown, from a little MSP that could back in 2003 to, a master MSP who we're on the cusp of launching our own peer group.
Wow.
And our own online university specifically for our peers.
So I want to make sure that I understand one thing. As a master MSP, Are you an MSP you can rent kind of thing, or are you providing foundational services for other MSP companies?
We're providing foundational services for other MSP
right,
companies.
Right. So and the people that you are helping, you mentioned hundreds of people. That represents the number of people who are out there. Are those companies that are out there, or are those individuals?
No. So those are our internal team members.
We have available to the MSP industry.
Yes.
I see. Okay. All right. And I'm asking these questions because even most people who write checks MSPs, and most of my audience probably does, they probably don't even know that the person who they write a check to is an MSP, let alone how the industry does. Because it's just I don't have to tell you, most people in your industry don't really talk about things like that. You just do the work. When you talk to clients,
you only call us. I always say that they're firefighters. you only call us when your computer's not working and you have a deadline, and you're usually very unhappy. Mm-hmm. So, one of the talents that we provide and that is really important of a good IT service provider is those social skills. Mm-hmm. We can train people to learn Microsoft or VMware. We can't train them to be good human beings and be able to communicate
right.
effectively with our customers.
And so that's
really, really important to us.
And patience. Please be patient. And
yeah.
And here's something that I wonder if you help them with is being the Rosetta Stone. Somebody has to be the Rosetta Stone between the tech jargon and something that the person who writes the check can understand. What do you think?
Yeah, and that's part of the training. You have to train them. It's more so social skills that we train. You know, the tech skills they can learn out of a textbook or online courses. It's how do we calm the customer down? You know, everybody and anybody Googles their answer, and they think they know the answer. And sometimes it's they're on the right path, and other times they're completely way off. And it's our job as, you know, like I say, the firefighters, when they call us, they're already upset. They already, you know, they have a deadline of some sort. It's not working. The frustration has gone up. And so our job is to first calm them down, really understand what the problem is, the root cause, not what they perceive to be the cause.
Mm-hmm.
And then start to remediate it and understand that the frustration level and calming them down, explaining what's happening in words that they can understand.
Also, I'd like to throw one other thing out if I could speak for my my fellow MSP check writers. All of us have been held hostage before. You know what I mean? And sometimes it just feels like we're being held hostage when we're really not being. And that's another thing I'm sure you do is helping the customers understand the difference between, you know, this is how it is, and as you know, there are people out there who do hold their customers hostage. What do you think?
If you mean are you talking about a security perspective?
I'm just talking about a provider who doesn't communicate well and doesn't turn things around. You know what I mean? That's everybody who's ever hired a tech company over. I mean, I've been doing it for 20-something years. I've been held hostage before, I guess is what I'm saying. That's something that I think happens that I know you guys.
Well,
you guys
customer work on. Bill of Rights. You know, we talk about it. We say, what is our customer entitled to? We are accountable to delivering you quality services every single day, and we have to earn your business.
I think
every single managed service provider is accountable and responsible to each customer. So, you know, SLAs, service level agreements, those are really important for MSP.
Cam, I got to take a quick break. Folks, we're going to come back and talk about this some more with Cam Kayla. She's a master managed service provider. That's a higher level for us. That's pretty impressive. And you write a check to someone like this, more than likely. We'll come back. We're going to talk about that coronavirus shutdown situation with our employees.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.